Hello, you're welcome to yet another episode of Leadership Talk with Adegoke. And we're looking at leadership and value. Leadership and value. As leaders, we find ourselves sometimes navigating through turbulent waters, economic downturns and shifts in the markets. So it can put pressure on our ability to lead. Basically, in these moments, many leaders make the mistake of letting their productivity and self-development take a backseat during challenging times. It could be very challenging. Even now, all over the world, leaders are taking different measures to remain relevant. So I also believe that a true mark of a leader is the ability not only to weather the storm, but to emerge stronger in a VUCA world. So how do you emerge stronger in a very turbulent environment? Because there's always the temptation to retreat when faced with challenging circumstances. It's all too easy for leaders to fall into a trap of cutting back on personal and professional development. So, are you cutting back on your professional and personal development at this time? It may seem prudent to cut back and solely focus on putting out fires instead of ensuring that you grow, even personally and professionally. Just putting out fires as a leader can be detrimental to our growth. So as leaders, we must not neglect our own growth and competence building so that we don't lose that competitive edge. So there's always a temptation to retreat when things are very tough. It's a saying that when things are tough, the tough gets going. So when leaders disengage from learning and growth, they become less equipped to tackle the monster, faced in a vicious cycle of diminishing returns. So what's the importance of continuous improvement? In terms of uncertainty, it's more than ever important for leaders to really settle down and ensure that you have, like, be in the episode of leadership and preparation, begin to seek ways of investing in your own growth, because you can't give what you don't have. The reason why leaders play too sometimes is that they don't even know what to do. And as a leader, we have that opportunity to invest in ourselves. And as we invest in ourselves, we'll be able to lead the team more with clarity. Okay, so maintaining your own productivity and enhancing competence during challenging times sends a powerful message to your team, and it demonstrates your resilience, dedication to excellence. And what this does, even as leaders gain more knowledge, it inspires and motivates their team members to rise to the occasion, even during challenges. Additionally, by consistently expanding your knowledge, skills, abilities, and become better equipped, you become innovative and able to, as a leader, you're able to anticipate emerging trends and make strategic decisions for your organization. So professional and personal development is very important. Even as a leader that adds value becomes a highly sought after leader. So how can you ensure as a leader that you don't let your productivity fall by the wayside. Number one, prioritize personal development. Set aside dedicated time each day or during the week for activities that contribute to your growth, such as reading, attending webinars, or even engaging a coach or a mentor. Number two, encourage your team members to have a growth mindset through continuous learning. Facilitate regular training sessions for them. Or you can also get higher coaches for them as well. Knowledge sharing opportunities to encourage collaboration. Number three, embrace diverse perspectives, even within the organization. Seek out new ideas, approaches, because in an environment where there's value, you find that even there's growth, there's innovation. And engage with thought leaders to broaden your knowledge, in the environment within which you operate. And one of the ways to also add value is to leverage on digital tools, online courses, resources, and so it helps to expand the knowledge base of the leader. Then maintain a positive mindset as a leader. It's not at all times that, things are going very rosy. So you must, have a positive mindset. I remind yourself and the team that adversity is an opportunity for growth. Asian countries, you find that, they see challenges as opportunity for growth, like in China, in Japan, the way they look at crisis, they see crisis as opportunities for growth. So by implementing these strategies, I believe strongly that, your area of focus during crisis should be, how do you expand your competence? How do you, in the midst of challenges, self-improvement, said personal development and professional development is very important to help you navigate through crisis. So in the world of leadership, the true measure of a leader is not found in the ability to simply survive, but in the commitment to thrive, even in the face of adversity. So as we inspire others through our competence and through our growth, helps us to show up and to secure the organization's future along with our team members and emerge even stronger and more valuable as a leader. Remember that it's all about a mindset. Very important that you get the right perspective during crisis. And as you grow yourself, you become, a person of value, both to yourself and to those that you lead. So this is yet another episode of Leadership Talk with Adegoke, and we have looked at leadership and value. The more valuable you are to your team, the more valuable you are also to yourself and to the community. So this has been yet another wonderful session. Feel free to share this episode.